What do you think, stupid and stupider?
A crashed vehicle.
Who was driving the car? Raise your hand.
And a questionable move.
He says two cars showed up and removed some stuff that was in the car and then took off before the police got there.
Now, they've hit a roadblock.
I don't feel that my insurance company should pay $4,300 worth of damage for a crack in somebody's bumper.
Let me explain something to you, sweetheart. It's not up to you.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Terry Bross is suing fellow motorist, 22-year-old Christiana Castillo, and her friend Megan Mulroy for damage to his car. Terry claims he was rear-ended by Christiana at a red light.
Order. All rise. It's case number 449 on the calendar, the matter of Bross versus Castillo Mulroy. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat, please.
Who was driving the car? Raise your hand. So you were not driving the car. You're the owner of the car that hit his car in the rear.
Yes, ma'am.
You don't know each other. You never met each other before. You're here only because you are the registered owner who allowed their car to be driven without insurance.
Without proof of insurance. I had insurance on the car. And we went to court to verify that. We actually brought proof of insurance. The ticket was dismissed, and she got her driver's license back. We just didn't have proof in the vehicle at the time. We decided to sell it out of court just so our deductibles didn't go up. It was a crack.
I would like you to show me that on December 1st, 2013, that you had insurance.
Yes, ma'am. This is paper right here.
Thank you. Why wasn't the proof of insurance in the car?
It was in the car, but she was driving. She just wasn't aware of where it was, or she couldn't find it. So I administered proof, and she went to court and got that problem solved.
Well, if you had insurance, why didn't your insurance cover the damage to his car?
Well, I guess, obviously, I wasn't there. What they had decided was because there was really little to no damage on the car.
No. Your car hit his car in the rear. Was your car ever examined by her insurance company?
No.
No.
And she never contacted me.
Just a second. Correct.
Yeah.
So don't give me a lot of who shot John, madam. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
If you had insurance, because this is an insurance guy, if you had insurance and it was a hit in the rear, then the right thing to do is you contact your insurance company and you contact him and you say, here's my insurance carrier. Let the adjuster come out and take a look at your car and they'll make a decision. That's what I have insurance for, right? Absolutely. Why didn't you do that?
I personally didn't do that because I was not at the scene of the accident.
It's your car.
I understand.
It's your car, and the driver that you let drive the car didn't know where the insurance card was, if it was in the car, which I'm not sure that this is a legitimate card anyway, actually, because it's possible that you didn't pay your insurance and they reinstated your insurance and they let you off with the ticket. I don't know what happened, but I know that if you were a responsible car owner and you have liability insurance, and you are usually 100% liable if you hit somebody in the rear, then what you do is you act like a responsible car owner and you call the other party and say, I'm sorry that the insurance card, which would have made your life easy, wasn't in the car. Here is my insurance carrier. I've notified them of the accident. They'll come out and they'll deal with it. You didn't do that?
I did not.
No, you're going to pay him. Oh, you're going to pay him. You're going to pay him for the damage to his car, because that's what happens when you do the wrong thing. I'm not even talking to her yet, because I haven't figured out what their story is, whether they were coming from a party, whether they were drunk. I'm not sure. But I do know that if you're a responsible car owner, that's what you do. If you lend your car to somebody and they hit somebody in the back and you didn't do it, so this case is going to be real easy for me. You're going to pay.
I don't feel that my insurance company should pay $4,300 worth of damage for a crack in somebody's bumper.
Let me explain something to you, sweetheart. It's not up to you. If they say that this wasn't worth $4,000, they're not going to pay him $4,000. But you usurped that right that he has by not giving him your information. That's what insurance adjusters are for. They're not all idiots. They come out, they look at the car, and they say, listen, mister, you can take this car and have it fixed for $1,500, not $4,000. So we're not paying you $4,000, we're paying you $1,500. You took that away from him by not reporting it to your insurance company, so I don't give a rat's behind what you feel.
I guess technically I did take that away from him. However, I was under the assumption, and that's the only reason that I didn't go through with the insurance, is that there was an agreement to settle out of court. We were going to personally pay for the damages, whether we went through our mechanic, whether he went back to Kansas and went through his mechanic. The agreement was he agreed to it. He agreed to have that right taken from him, and they were going to settle out of court.
Just a minute. What?
No.
Why would you make an agreement to settle out of court with him when you had insurance?
Right.
Why in the world would you do that?
I think
Now you think maybe. Okay. Why in the world would you make an agreement, which you didn't honor anyway, to pay if you already paid because you have insurance for the accident?
I know I had insurance. I wasn't in the car. I think maybe what the situation is that we see it now, it was a gut check reaction by her to not see or not find an insurance card. Maybe she assumed I didn't have insurance and she was trying to do what was in my best interest. Oh, let's settle it out of court. I'm sure she'll have no problem paying out of pocket in case she doesn't have insurance. So she kind of struck a deal with him. That's what I'm
saying. Oh, is that what you did? So you struck a deal with him to pay?
Out of court.
Nope.
Yes.
Not out of court. Pay!
Yeah.
Yes.
And it was not for her.
Insurance.
Does it sound like you're losing anything?
No.
Anything. So your friend who let you borrow her car says that you agreed when the police arrived, because the police were called, correct?
Yes.
You agreed to pay for the damage.
Yes, Your Honor.
Now, when you told your friend, Ms. Mulroy, that you had had an accident, how much after December 1st did you tell her?
I told her that same day.
And you know what Miss Mulroy would have said to you?
Insurance.
I have insurance. That's what a normal person says. She's not on any psychotropic medication, is she? Hasn't been treated as an inpatient in a psychiatric hospital?
Not that I'm admitting
to. No, just a second. I'm not talking to you.
Okay.
Right? So that's what a normal person says. Why would you pay out of pocket? I have insurance if you hit him in the rear. Right?
Right.
And she said to you, I assume, I'll show you where this insurance card is, mm-hmm. right? So she took you and showed you where you couldn't find the insurance card, right?
Yes.
Right. I believe that. You know how tall I am? 5'8".
Right.
I don't care which one of you pays him. You did the wrong thing, and you're going to pay him.
$4,000?
You're going to pay him whatever his estimate is, sweetheart. Because you took away from him the right to have your adjuster.
He agreed to
it.
Listen to me. No. What are you, being stupid and stupider? He agreed to it because she said, I have no insurance. There's no insurance.
Okay.
So then, what are you going like this for? What do you do for a living?
I'm a bartender.
It may work there. It doesn't work here.
I apologize, Your Honor.
Great. So he said, okay, if you don't have insurance, because she said, I don't have insurance, then we'll take care of it out of court. But it turns out you did have insurance. And so not only did you have insurance, according to you, which I'm not so sure about, but you didn't take care of his damage. Can I see the estimate you have, please?
Yes.
Outrageous. Dumb and dumber. And I want to know from you, just answer my question directly. You see these eyes? After the accident, who did you call?
Who did you call?
Listen to me. After the accident on December 1st, and don't screw around with me, I don't like it. You already see that this case is annoying me, right? Not all cases annoy me. This one's annoying me.
Okay. Mm.
So just answer my question. Right after the accident, who did you call?
Megan Mulroy.
Who showed up?
The cops.
Who else? Look. Don't look there.
It doesn't work.
Look here. I don't want you to say a word
I was there.
Listen to me. Okay. I don't want you to say a word.
No problem.
I want to know, before the cops arrived, who arrived at the scene?
Nobody, Your Honor. It was just us. And then I called my sister-in-law.
You called your sister-in-law?
Because she was there.
Just a...
Okay. Okay.
Look here. You called your sister-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And after you called your sister-in-law, who showed up at the scene? Look here, not there. Here.
The scene, the cops showed up.
Who else?
That was it. It was only my sister-in-law and she was in the car.
No, just a second. True. No, no. You called your sister-in-law. You didn't tell me she showed up. Now you're telling me my sister-in-law.
They were on their way to my house.
You called your sister-in-law. Mm-hmm. Did your sister-in-law come to the scene of the accident?
Yes, Your Honor.
Did the sister-in-law come to the scene of the accident before, listen to my question carefully, before or after the police arrived?
Before.
Who else was in the car with your sister-in-law?
My cousin and, at the time, my boyfriend.
So now your cousin is a man?
Yes, Your Honor.
So your sister-in-law, your cousin, and your boyfriend. Look at my eyes.
Yes.
And your sister-in-law and your boyfriend showed up. Did they stay or did they leave before the police arrived?
They left. They left as soon as the police arrived.
Now, you want to explain to me why you called your sister-in-law, because your boyfriend would have gotten out of the car unless
there
was
two cars that showed up.
Just a second. Okay. I read this. It's my turn to torture her.
Okay. Thank you.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You're so full of baloney. That story so doesn't make sense. Because you know what he says? He says that two cars showed up and removed some stuff that was in the car and then took off before the police got there.
And later today...
She was supposed to make $100 payments.
And she didn't.
No.
How did she come into possession of the title? Don't look over there. Mr. Thomas, don't look over there. This is not going to be happy for you.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Terry Bross says fellow motorist Christiana Castillo rear-ended him while he was stopped at a red light.
Now, your boyfriend, Sir Galahad, got out of the car. Got out of the car?
Yes.
Came over to check on whether his girlfriend was okay, because she was driving, right?
Yes.
What do you mean, yeah?
No, because it wasn't... I called my sister-in-law because she'd recently been in an accident, and I've never been in an accident. I have no track record on my driving record. So I called her specifically to come. They never came into the like, we were in the gas station. None of them really came in there to talk to anybody. They just sat there and made sure everything was okay while I talked to my sister-in-law.
That's not true.
You're so full of baloney. You're so full of baloney. That story so doesn't make sense that you called your sister-in-law because you'd never been in an accident, nervous, and your boyfriend didn't stay with you until the police arrived. Your sister-in-law didn't stay with you, nervous as you were, until the police arrived. Because you know what he says in his complaint? He says that two cars showed up, not one. Two of your friend's cars pulled up and removed some stuff that was in the car. And then took off before the police got there.
No, Your
Honor. That's what he says. And you want to know something? Just as I don't believe this, shins, baloney, I don't believe the story that you just told me. Doesn't make any difference. What's the estimate to fix your car?
$4,200 and some change.
What's the change?
You have the estimate, but I don't.
$4,209.74. Yeah. Judgment for the plaintiff. That's all.
Thank you.
Out.
My desire excuse. You may step out.
I was sitting at a red light, and the driver behind me.
So I just eased up on the brake.
Just hit me because she said she thought the light was green.
And it literally tapped his car.
I tried to call, and
accidents happen, but more than that, I just feel like
leave voicemails on her phone, and she never replied.
He's really, like, trying to scam us right now.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Thomas versus Fox. Step forward.
23-year-old Jacob Thomas is suing his ex-girlfriend, Alicia Fox, for the balance on a title loan and for the return of the car's title.
Mr. Thomas, when did you and Miss Fox break up?
July 9th, 2013.
Now, you had been together for some time, several years.
Yes, ma'am.
And during the years that you were together, the two of you were sharing a car.
Yes.
And that car is a 20-year-old Honda.
Yes.
That you got from where?
Craigslist.
When?
December 2012.
And what did you pay for it?
$1,200.
And the two of you were living together at the time?
Yes, ma'am.
When you broke up in July, the title to the car was in your name?
Yes, ma'am.
And the day that Miss Fox left, you, according to you, handed her the title to the car, and she took the car?
No.
What kind of car do you drive now?
A Subaru Impreza.
On what date did you get the Subaru?
I don't know the exact date.
Give me the month, sir.
November 2013.
Between July and November, what were you driving?
A 2003 Subaru.
Whose?
Mine.
Where did you get it?
I got it from a guy in Portland.
When?
4 years ago.
Well, this is a different car than the Honda.
Yes.
Where had that car been? Since you and the defendant, when you were together, were sharing the Honda, where is this other Subaru?
I was driving it.
So you weren't sharing the Honda. You had your own car.
I was driving both cars.
You were driving both.
Mm-hmm.
What happened when Miss Fox left on July 8th and took the Honda?
She was supposed to make $100 payments.
To whom?
To me.
For what?
For the share of the car that she had paid half on.
And she didn't?
No.
How did she come into possession of the title?
She,
don't look over there.
She
Mr.
Either.
Thomas,
yeah.
Don't look over there. This is not going to be happy for you. Look here. Hmm?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You want to tell me why you think that he took the car back? You were dating somebody.
I was dating a mutual friend of ours that he had been friends with for much longer, but I had been friends from dating him. And it kind of caused a bit of a scene.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jacob Thomas says his ex-girlfriend, Alicia Fox, owes for an unpaid title loan and the return of the car's title. Alicia claims Jacob stole her car.
Now, how did she come into possession of the title?
I believe it was in the car.
So when you gave her the car to drive,
mm-hmm.
it had the title in it?
Yes.
Now, at some point, you took back the car, right?
I did, yep.
When did you take it back?
I believe September.
Now, you were driving another car. There had to be a reason, Mr. Thomas, that you took back the car.
Because it was mine. And she wasn't making payments on it.
No, Mr. Thomas.
And I needed it for work.
No. So this is what your lawsuit is about. Your lawsuit says that she forged your name to the title and she took out a car loan on the car. You wanted to pay off the car loan.
Yep. So
she's not doing it. She's not doing it because that's not what happened. What you told me is a lot of baloney. The two of you were together. You had your own car, according to you. You drove around in this Honda that you paid $1,200 for from Craigslist.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had your own car, she was using the other car more than you were using that car because it's a newer car.
Yep.
Not yep. Yes, ma'am, would be better. Or yes, Your Honor, would be much better.
Yes, Your Honor.
So that was the deal. She was taking the car. Not because it was yours, but because you broke up, weren't together anymore. You had your car. She had been driving this 20-year-old car that had no value at that time. By the way, did you put any money into this car when you bought it from Craigslist?
I paid half.
You paid half?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. You want to tell me why you think that he took the car back in September or October?
You know, I honestly think it was just out of vindictiveness and spite.
Why?
I do believe he was upset that...
You were dating somebody.
I was dating a mutual friend of ours that he had been friends with for much longer, but I had been friends from dating him. And it kind of caused a bit of a scene.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, when had you started dating this person?
Well, pretty immediately.
After the two of you split up?
After we split up.
Okay. Anything else you want to tell me?
No, just that I want my car back.
You can't have it.
You have it.
No, you can't have it. You can't have it free and clear. That's it. She took out a loan on the car because she took the car back, right?
Yep.
Not yet.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Better. And she needed a mode of transportation because when you split up, that's the way you split up your property. You kept your car. She kept the car that she paid half for a while ago. And she took it with the permission of the person whose name was on the title, that the controlling person whose name was on the title. Why wasn't your name on the title?
Because originally, when we bought the car, I had wanted my name on the title, but you only are allowed two. And his dad and him were on the title, so we were insured under his dad's name.
Is that what happened? So you can only have two, and even though his father didn't put in any money, or did he?
No.
Why was your father's name on the car?
He just likes to be on all my cars.
Goodbye, Mr. Thomas.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
You were supporting the live-in sponge while he allegedly was supporting his children.
Something like that.
When your instincts tell you that somebody is a loser, rely on your instincts.
Right.
He's a loser.
Next Judge Judy.
definitely get my car back since she stole it. And
I don't even have the car. He has it.
Forged her signature, my signature on the car.
He told me I could go ahead and do it.
She admitted to transferring it into her name.
I took it out because I needed help with rent.
Because she owes money on a car that she has no money to pay it off.
I'm assuming he's just upset.
I guess it's a lesson learned.